I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I am Mark, your host, and I've got another quick science fiction film to talk about for you until Ryan gets back with some of our bigger films that will be coming up. This one is available, as near as I can tell, exclusively on Hulu, and it's called Mother Android. Written and directed by Mattson Tomlin. Stars Chloe Grace Moretz, Algie Smith, and Raul Castillo. Now, this is set in a post-apocalyptic world where androids have risen up against their human oppressors and creators, which leaves Chloe Grace Moretz, Georgia, who is pregnant, and her boyfriend trying to get from where they are to someplace safe. So they've been on the run basically the entire length of the pregnancy. She's very, very pregnant as the events in the film play out. Now, they're trying to, they keep hearing about this effort to take families to Korea on boats. So I don't know why Korea did not have an AI uprising like the United States did, because frankly, if you've ever been to Korea, you know they love their gadgets. So they should be way ahead of us in terms of using and having to deal with all of these androids. But they're not. Apparently, they've avoided this. So they're trying to get to Boston. Well, to get to Boston, they have to cross no man's land because the androids won't go in there, because it's within range of the electromagnetic pulse, the EMP, that humanity can use to stop them. But it's also no man's land because humans won't come out into it. So they have to try to cross that. Now, man, this film. I love Chloe Grace Moretz. I think she's great. The first movie we reviewed last year was a Chloe Grace Moretz movie called Shadow in the Cloud, which is another movie that had a cool premise and then kind of went off the rails toward the end. This one, what we've got is it's kind of a rehashed storyline. And then it's just not really... There's just not really much there to actually care about when you watch it. It's just bleh. You know, you can say meh. You can say it's not garbage, but it's not much better than garbage. It's just all over the place tonally. And the script is just not solid. It's just, man, I don't know what went wrong. Really with this. I don't know if this was a passion project and Mattson Tomlin, because he wrote and directed it, if he couldn't see, if he was too close. I just don't get it. There's a couple of twists as we go that aren't really twists that you kind of see coming. You get to the end of the film and there's a dig finally that might have been moving or profound for humanity or about humanity, but by then you're just like, Is it over yet? Is it over yet? And for what it is, it's on top of it, it runs really long. It's 110 minutes. This should be like nine. This should be a streamlined 90 minutes. And it's not. So it's just very not worth your time is what I'm trying to tell you. It's just very not worth your time. So sorry, I don't have better news if you're a Chloe Grace Moretz fan like I am, but that is, you know, we play the hand we're dealt, and this is the hand that we have been dealt in terms of Mother Android. So glad you're here. Glad you're listening. Glad you're watching. Like I said, Ryan will be back. We get some bigger movies to do that we both get to watch. And those will be coming, because they're still releasing them for us. So, but until then, thank you for coming and letting me talk about these smaller films. Don't forget to like us, follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. If you're watching my mug on YouTube, don't forget to click subscribe. That would be great as well. We will be back soon with more of these. We've got a list as long as our arm. And we've got Sundance Film Festival coming up, even though it is now a virtual event. They are still showing movies, and we look forward to talking about more than a few of them, if it's at all possible. So take it easy, everyone. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.